previously on the Vampire Diaries.
The only thing stronger than your craving for blood is your love for this one girl.
Turn it off.
No!
Fix him.
What else is gone? He's asked me to keep watch on you until he returns. From now on, you are under my protection.
It's kind of a push and pull. I'm pushing from the other side, trying to contact you, and sometimes, like just now, if you pull.
Bonnie, stop dodging my calls.
Why are you thinking about me when you're calling her?
I don't think I can stop thinking about you.
Who's the guy with Carol?
Nathan Lockwood.
Nathan Lockwood's a werewolf. He killed me the first chance he got.
Hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, stop it.
Low blow, Stefan. Low blow.
What the hell happened to you?
Whatever Twisted Ripper game this is, leave me out of it.
I didn't do it.
Quit screwing around.
I didn't. Pretty messed up though, isn't it?
Yeah, not to worry. Just untangle myself.
Member of the Historical Society, I am especially proud to be kicking off this day of festivities. Thank you, volunteers. Tonight, we turn off our town's lights and flare up our lanterns in honor of the Night of Illumination started by our founders 150 years ago. Here's founding family member Tobias Fell with a history lesson.
What are we doing now? Tobias Fell is the head of the history department.
Thank you very much.
That explains what you're doing here.
Well, I'm the one who can fail you if you don't tell me how.
Hey, sorry I'm late. What did I miss?
Just a bunch of historical lies.
You didn't miss anything.
The first illumination was held in celebration of the newfound prosperity that Mystic Falls enjoyed after the war.
After the founders stole from all the vampires.
They placed
lamps
above their doors to indicate that it was safe for their neighbors to from outside again.
Safe from the vampires.
That night was an opportunity for the community of Mystic Falls to come together. A chance to strengthen ties between neighbors, business owners, and returning soldiers.
So when you did the spell to send Vicky away, did that get rid of Anna too?
I wish. All I did was block the magic that was helping Vicky get a physical foothold here. Jeremy's still got a direct line to the other side, and as long as he wants to see Anna, she wants to see him. Still here. Okay, you don't think I can actually resist commenting on that? There, you commented. Bonnie. What do you want me to say, Caroline? I went against the balance of nature when I brought Jeremy back to life, and now I'm paying the consequences.
Well, I want you to say you're not okay with it.
I'm a thousand times not okay with it. I just don't know what to do about it.
Greetings, Kalandi. Witchy. I think you got your voodoo wires all crossed when you got rid of Vicky Donovan.
What do you mean, why?
Because I'm pretty sure I just got spit roasted by Mason Lockwood's ghost.
What?
Well, why would you think that?
Maybe because he chained me to a chair and shoved a hot poker in my chest.
It's just that I'm having deja vu.
I thought you said that ghosts couldn't physically interact with people.
They can't.
Yeah, well, I don't have time for vengeful Lockwood. When I kill someone, they're supposed to stay dead.
Whatever you screwed up, fix it.
Hey, Jer, I need you to help me with something.
What's up?
I've been going through Stefan's old journals. Every single time that he's gone off the rails in the past, his best friend Lexi's been the one to bring him back.
So where is she now that we need her?
She's dead. And you want me to try to reach her, don't you?
I thought if I knew how she did it, maybe I could help him.
I don't even know if she's on the other side.
Is that what it's called?
That's what Anna calls it. There's not like a official brochure or anything.
So what is it? Like some sort of supernatural purgatory?
Anna said it's like being here with all of us, only we can't see her or hear her. And she can't interact with anyone. She's all alone.
Vicky could interact. She blew up my car.
Vicky had help from a witch on the other side. Anna, she's doing this all by herself.
Just saying, maybe we learned our lesson about summoning dead people.
I haven't seen Vicky, I swear. I sent him back what you told me.
Are you sure? Because she has just as much reason to haunt Damon as Mason Lockwood
does. She's gone, Ani. If she was here, I'd know.
Why do you think it's Vicky and not Mason? Because if any ghost other than Vicky Donovan has a physical foothold on our side, then that means Damon's right and something has gone really, really wrong.
I've had enough of this ghost stuff to last forever. She has to leave me out of this one.
I'm so sad for him. It took a lot for him to send his sister away. Yeah. So much strength as a man. Got a ghost problem to deal with, Caroline. Save the Jeremy lecture for later. Okay, did your grimoire just...
I think so.
Okay, please tell me that's a recipe for witch cookies.
It's a manifestation spell. It's used to reveal veiled matter.
What's veiled matter?
Ghosts.
Do you think it's even possible to contact Lexi?
I don't know. I didn't have an emotional connection with her. I've never even met her.
Can we just drop it, please?
No, I can't drop it, Rick. I don't know what else to do.
Don't you think we have a few too many dead vampires in our past to be sitting here thinking of them watching us?
I don't think all supernatural spirits go to the other side. I think some of them find peace. Is Anna here right now? Don't tell her I'm here. She won't like it.
No. I'm gonna go check my work schedule.
Hey guys, who forgot to invite me to the family summit?
Wow, all these words. I forgot how much I used to care.
I didn't.
You know, Elaine, it's probably best you not torture yourself with memories from the past. It's best we both just move on and accept things as they are.
You don't have to be here, Stephanie.
You know what, Lark, you're right. I don't. But Elena's here, and I look out for Elena.
Besides, there's going to be people everywhere tonight, so there's going to be lots to eat.
I'm kidding.
Listen up.
I can't drop it, Rick. So this is where you brought Jeremy back to life? Yeah. I already know it's creepy, but we needed a private place around here to do this stuff. There's no chance it's haunted by the 100 dead witches who were horrifically burned to death in this very spot, is there? They're not here anymore. They made it clear they were never coming back. Right. Hey, Pinky Swear? What's wrong?
Why did you tell me to lie?
Elena is Bonnie's best friend. She won't like what's going on between us.
What is going on between us? I mean, how are we able to touch? Vicky had to use magic to do that.
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
This witch on the other side that gave Vicky her foothold, is she helping you now?
What? No. I'm all alone, Jeremy. I told you that.
Swear to me.
I swear. I'm not any danger to you or anybody. I promise. I need you to believe me.
I shouldn't even be talking to you. This is not okay.
Then send me away.
I'm only here because you want to be with me as much as I want to be with you. Send me away, Jeremy. It's not easy.
I don't know why this is happening or when it's going to stop. But before it's done, I have to do this.
Ready? Do you need me to do?
Include assistance squads.
I'll grab Jeremy.
We'll bring it back.
No, I've had enough vampires today.
Oh,
thanks.
Come on. Have a drink with me. We got trouble.
No, you've got trouble. See, we're not a team. You've tried to kill me. Right, we're not friends. I don't like you anymore.
Ah, but remember back when you liked me and we conspired to kill Uncle Werewolf Mason Lockwood?
Yeah,
and I think he's still a little pissed.
Bunny, I don't like this. Wait, come on, just a sip. Oh my God. Is that your hands? Anna?
Betsy.
Mason, God, I miss whiskey.
Technically, so are you.
Then how the hell can I see
me? Yeah, I have no idea. And I have no idea how long it's going to last. So let's get right to the point. You're off the rails. Big time.
Look, I don't know how you're here, but you need to leave me alone.
Okay? Now, what kind of a friend would I be if I didn't help you out of this mission?
I don't want your help.
You know you say that every time. I don't want your help. I don't want to get better. Leave me alone.
Well, maybe you should listen this time.
Or maybe I should do this. Now, stop your crying. We don't have time for tears. Nice to see you again, Caroline.
I miss Sheila.
A fine mess you've made, honey. The witches told you there'd be consequences to bringing Jeremy back, and you did it anyway.
I didn't have a choice. I love him, and I couldn't just let him go.
I understand. But you cracked open the door to the other side. There's an old witch over here. She took advantage of it. She took advantage of you, honey. When you did that spell to send Vicki Donovan away, she wedged the door wide open, giving a free pass to anybody with unfinished business.
How do you know this?
Witches talk, even on the other side. Who do you think makes all the rules?
What does the witch want?
That's original vampire business, not yours. I don't want you getting in the middle of that. I'm here because you have kept the balance of nature, and it's your duty to set it right. You need to close that door.
How do we do that?
Apparently, the old witch can draw power from this side because of her talisman.
Talisman? My necklace?
It's some juju power source, and I know you're not going to like this, but Bonnie needs to destroy it.
I just walked in on Jeremy kissing the reason I'm completely okay with that.
What? Are you kidding?
I wish. Look, I don't have the necklace. Damon has it somewhere. Text him. I'll call you right back.
My
You mean to disappear or evaporate or whatever it is that you ghosts do.
Hey, it's not her fault.
You're right, it's yours.
I don't know, okay? I don't know. It did. Alina, please. You can't tell Bonnie.
Don't worry, I'm gonna let you do that. Right after I help her send the ghosts away.
Looks like today was a good day to be thinking about me, Alina.
Lexi?
Mm-hmm. Come with me.
Where?
Ripper Detox 101. Crash course.
I'm sorry, did you not just say how desperate you were for my help in saving Stefan's life? Let's go.
I am never going to hear the end of that damn necklace.
One of you will pay for this, right? Cheers.
Let's get to it. I killed you. You want revenge.
Yeah, fine. Actually, I want an apology.
Good luck with that. Do you have a family to haunt? You know your nephew's turned into a mindless husband name.
That's why I'm here. To help Tyler.
Well, sorry to break it to you, but even Tyler can't be helped. At least not while Klaus is alive, which is, like always,
not necessarily. Not if you found a weapon that could kill him.
There is no weapon that... What do you know?
I know you need to apologize.
You gotta be kidding me. Are you incapable of remorse? Just apologize. You're right. I didn't have to kill you. I do a lot of things I don't have to do.
That's good enough. Meet me at the Lockwood cellar. Bring a shovel. Come along.
You're gonna bury me alive?
Don't tempt me.
Klaus really did a number on him, huh?
He compelled him to turn off his humanity.
Well, we're just gonna have to convince him to turn it back on. I have to warn you, it's not going to be pretty.
I can handle it.
Wake up, sleepyhead. How are you feeling?
What is this? Let me out of here.
Shh, inside voices, please. I'm trying to get inside your head.
Lena? Get rid of her, please.
No. First step, drying him out. Starve away the bloodlust. Strip away the temptation.
This isn't gonna work, Lexi. You can't do this.
You heard the not pretty part?
I heard you.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Lexi?
I'm doing what I do best, sweetness. I'm saving your life.
Oh, no.
Surprised you showed.
Hit a snag in my only other Klaus lead, so I'd say I'm highly motivated.
Michael? Yeah. That didn't turn out so great, did it?
How do you know so much?
There's not much to do on the other side but sit around and watch other people screw things up.
What are we looking for?
There's an old Lockwood family legend about a weapon that can kill an original vampire. And like the rest of their secrets, they kept it buried.
Oh, come on, give me a thing.
Move.
Got it.
Come
you first.
What, do you think I'm leading you into a trap?
Thought crossed my mind.
He's hallucinating. That's 3 months without any blood.
Let me out!
No, he's at 9 months. 2 years. Five.
Did I ever tell you I won't let a hand that you're dead?
Oh, I missed you too, friend. Hello?
So, necklace isn't where Damon said it would be, and now we can't reach Damon. Listen, I need you to get Bonnie to hold off on sending the ghost back.
What? But you said you were in full support of getting rid of them.
I was. I am.
Look, Lexi's here, and she's helping with Stefan.
Okay, well, let's just find it first, and then we'll choose between boyfriend ghost dramas.
What are you talking about? Lexi's back, so Elena wants us to hold off on destroying the necklace.
You said boyfriend dramas.
Plural. What is it, Caroline? Elena caught Jeremy kissing Anna.
What?
Sorry. Pete kissed her? She's got a foothold now, so she probably thinks that she's here to stay. But you and I, Bonnie, we're going to find that necklace, okay? Okay.
Anna! 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 Sorry about that.
No problem, buddy.
Have you seen Tobias Bell? He's supposed to do the lighting ceremony.
It isn't Pearl's daughter. Little Annabelle.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Fell seems to have been detained, so the History Department's very own Mr. Saltzman has agreed to fill in.
Anna!
Still hanging around the Gilbert kid, huh? Guess you forgot the fact that his family killed you and your mom.
There you are. Is everything all right?
Ask your ancestors.
What are you doing here, Frederick?
Well, it's Founder's celebration. And we've got some unfinished business with the founding families.
On behalf of Mystic Falls High School Historical Society, let's light them up.
Don't listen. Shut him out.
I am helping you, Stefan.
I'll do anything. I'll change. I promise.
It's a lie. He'll say anything right now.
Elena, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just make it stop. Please, just make it stop.
You have to separate yourself from your emotions. Don't let him play on them.
Hey, look at me. Look at me. Elena, I love you. Okay? I love you. I love you so much. I love you so much.
I'm sorry, Stefan. I just don't believe you.
You know what? I don't want your help anyway. I wish I'd never met you. Every single moment that I've spent with you has been a complete and total waste.
See that? That's the Ripper talking. Once he's weak enough, you have to cause him pain. He can feel things. Anger, rage, anything. You have to make him see past the blood. Think of it as a regimen, day in and day out. Like running the treadmill. Like making coffee. Until he's ready to be saved.
I will rip you apart, Lexi.
You can't. I'm already dead.
In this room. What do you want, Jeremy?
Caroline? Did you find that necklace?
Not yet. Wait, what's going on?
The ghosts in the tomb vampires killed by a spell. You might want to find that necklace before they start going alphabetically through the founding families.
Well, it's not where it's supposed to be. Unless someone took it.
Who?
Well, who do you think? I didn't.
She said she didn't take it.
Oh, and you believe her?
I didn't take it, Jeremy.
Yeah, I do believe her.
You know what? You're an even bigger idiot than I thought. So wake up, Jeremy, before you lose everything.
I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Your motive's acceptably pure.
You talk the talk, but I know you'll do anything for your brother. You won't screw me over.
As long as we have the same agenda.
I'm supposed to believe you're not going to screw me over? Alright, which way?
I don't know, flip a coin.
Aren't you supposed to be all-knowing?
I'm a ghost, not God. Go left. Or not. You have trust issues. Anyone ever tell you that? Yo.
Where is Anna now?
I don't know. Okay, I don't even know for sure if she took the necklace.
She was the only person who heard us talking about it. Of course she took it. Okay, we have to get it back. We have to destroy it and then close the door.
I know, but...
But what? What, Jer?
I can touch her, Elena. I can kiss her again. And I know it's wrong, and I know that I shouldn't feel this way, but I do. I love her. I've always loved her.
But it's not real. She's dead. Gone. Everything that you're holding on to is in the past, Jer. Are you gonna love a ghost for the rest of your life? The beginning of his life, Anna. You're just holding him back. You know that. Call Bonnie. Tell her that you have a necklace. Get her to send the ghosts away.
You're welcome.
killed you. I jammed my fist into your chest. I ripped your heart out. There's no way this whole buddy trust act is real.
You know what the other side is like? We're all alone.
We watch the people we left behind, and we regret our decisions.
That's it. Look, I can't change what happened to me. But maybe I can change what happens to Tyler. I don't need revenge, Damon. I need redemption.
Okay. Jeremy's got the necklace. He's gonna meet us at the witch house.
Hey. What's going on up there? What?
And you're gonna drive the hell away from here.
No way, I'm not leaving you.
Lonnie, you've got your ghost boyfriend drama, Elena has hers. And right now, the mother of mine is about to be ghost bait. So go and send them all back to the other side, okay?
This spell is just gonna break your foothold, right? I mean, you'll still be here, I'll still be able to see you. This doesn't have to be goodbye.
No, but it should be. Elena was right. I'm holding you back.
Anna.
I'm sorry I took the necklace. I just left with all the two vampires out that maybe...
You might find your mother.
I don't know where she is, Jeremy. I don't know if she's moved on and found peace, or if there's even any peace to be found.
Hey, there is, Anna. Okay, there has to be. I believe that, okay?
I don't want to be alone anymore.
Look at me. I can be alone. I want to let you be alone.
You know, you say that every time. Until I make you feel again.
You wasted your whole life taking care of me. Now you're dead and you still have nothing better to do.
We're running out of time.
You gotta get any more.
I can't.
No, not until I break through.
I can't, Lexi. They have a necklace. They're going to close the door.
At least tell me you remember how you felt about that. You found it during your darkest time.
And you said, when you made it through, that that necklace represented hope.
Ironic then that it's about to get blown to pieces.
Through. It's like I'm not invited in.
Wait, I'm not stopping just because you're stuck. I'll let you know what I find.
Yeah, but
looks like you're gonna have to trust me.
Bonnie!
Brave God, you can.
and Tenonaras, Romulus and Fimpton, Miranda Max Nihalidus Six, Tenonaras, Miranda Max Nihalidus Six.
Now the fight is over. Now starts the crown of the crown.
So, what'd you find? No, where'd you go? Mason!
He's still in there, Alina. You just have to break through. It's okay, Lexi. I know what to do now. You can be free.
Should be crying, but I just can't let it show.
Mom?
Should be hoping, but I can't stop thinking. All the things we should have said that we never said. All the things we should have done, but we never did. All the things that you needed from me. All the things that you wanted for me.
About time.
You have anyone else to call?
No, actually, I don't. Because I need a non-vampire to get in the cave, and other than Elena, you're pretty much the only one I trust.
Well, you have a crappy way of showing.
Look, if Mason Lockwood can get over the fact that I killed him, can't you cut me a little slack, Rick?
I shouldn't have to get over it. I was your friend, Damon. You shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Well, sometimes I do things I don't have to do.
You're going to recycle that same crap-ass apology you gave Mason Lockwood?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean it with him.
I'm gonna go home, take care of my brother, be a friend to Bonnie, and everything else that I have to do.
It's good for you. You know, I was wondering when you were gonna give up. Lexi gave you enough of a glimpse into your tragic future.
I haven't given up, Stefan. I still have hope. There's nothing that I can do until you get yours back. Hey. You can break through this. Fight for it. Feel something, anything, Stefan. Because if you don't, you're going to lose me forever. I won't love a ghost for the rest of my life.
I owe you an explanation.
Matt let go of his sister before you let go of Anna.
like a sister, Jeremy. You know what you owe me? The respect of not making me listen to you explain yourself.
I am sorry, Bonnie.
You need to go.